Welcome back to In Depth. That is the PSA program here on Lotus Radio. A couple of wonderful guests here for my second interview. Just a couple of Northern Nevada fools, as I like to say. Now, before I sound like I'm insulting you, explain what that means. Jason Eastman and Mike Markert.
The Northern Nevada Fools are a fraternal firefighter organization. Fools actually stands for Fraternal Order of Leatherhead Society. And we actually have our mission statement over here.
Yeah, the Fools exemplify the true meaning of the Brotherhood by providing training opportunities to brother and sister firefighters worldwide. It is a worldwide organization. We organize benefits to assist not only a firefighter and their families in need, but our communities as well. The Fools exist to strengthen the brotherhood of our chosen profession and fuel the flame of the passion we have for our calling. Our local chapter started in 2008 by several Reno firefighters, and we currently have approximately 30 members active from Reno, Sparks, and Truckee Meadows Fire Protection District.
Oh, right on. Well, thank you both for coming in. You got a specific event you're kind of promoting a little bit here, which is the Shamrock Shave, correct?
Absolutely. We have, we've been hosting the Shamrock Shave. This will actually be our eighth year. It's we host it, and the proceeds raised go to the St. Baldrick's Foundation.
Right on. So how long have you guys been a part of this event? How long has it been going on, for one thing?
St. Baldrick's, the first St. Baldrick's event started in 2005. We started running our event in 2010.
Okay. Very cool. So how did you guys kind of join forces? Did you just kind of discover each other?
I had actually participated a couple times at some events in Sacramento before I moved up here. And we were, as the Fools, we were looking for some way to reach out to our community.
Right.
And this popped up as a good opportunity. So we started, and the rest is history. We've been doing it for 8 years now.
Very cool. And the next one's coming up. What's the date of that one?
It's going to be March 17th, St. Patrick's Day.
Right on. St. Patrick's Day.
Yep.
on the day of.
Absolutely.
So it kind of fits. And I can tell you, I'm going to be there. I did it in spirit. I shaved my head last year. This year, it's not going to have that same effect because I'm already bald. So I'm probably not going to do that, but I will still be there.
That's all right. We'll take the support. That's awesome.
Very cool. So, hey, I would love to actually know more about Northern Nevada Fools because I've never really known about your organization that well. And how did this come about? It's a worldwide organization, right, Mike? I mean, that's what you
correct.
Mentioned.
And that's correct. And it's got a long tradition in the fire service. We're kind of getting on as Johnny come latelys.
Oh, okay.
And we originally formed here because we were interested in getting a little bit of extra training and improving ourselves in our career outside of what our agencies are able to give us.
Right.
There's always monetary constraints and time constraints with our training within the organizations. The other portion of it where it came to charitable fundraising was sort of an added bonus, and we've almost taken off a little bit stronger in that direction. We, as a firefighting family, and again, it is worldwide. You go anywhere and you're welcomed into a fire station.
Right.
We locally were family. We love like family. We fight like family. And we had a pretty close to home brush with childhood cancer. One of our families was affected by that, and that just fueled our passion
right.
for getting involved with this charity and pushing this event forward. And so that's really been more of the emphasis in recent years, is to make sure we keep this going and make as much money as possible.
Very cool. And how has the money making been going, I guess, over the last couple of years? Has it just kind of gone? I feel like it's grown by leaps and bounds.
It has. It's really taken off. We have actually, yesterday, in fact, we hit $150,000 raised over the course of the 8 years that we've been doing the event.
Wow.
So for us, you know, there are events that are, you know, they're raising upwards of $500,000. But for us, for our little event, you know, we're very proud of the fact that we can contribute that much. This year so far, we're sitting at just under $14,000 raised, and our goal for this year is $30,000.
Okay, so you're well on your way. I mean, that's
absolutely.
Just the beginning of the year since January.
Basically since January, since we set up the website, and we basically have 2 weeks before the day of the event, and then of course the day of the event itself is always a. It's always a good day.
It's the big push.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right. Well, then, if anybody's listening, give generously. Can they give just directly, like online? Is there a website?
Absolutely. They can go to stbaldricks.org/events shamrockshave2018. And once they're on that website, if they just want to donate, they can donate. If they'd like to sign up and if they'd like to get their head shaved and you know, maybe raise a little money on their own, there's avenues to do that. The website's pretty easy to use, and it'll take you through the steps. And anybody feels like having some extra time, they can, like I said, shave their head, or even if they just want to come down to the event.
Yeah, it's just a fun event. It's absolutely very, just kind of the camaraderie and the community you have there is really,
it's very family oriented. We have a lot of kids that show up too and have fun. We have an antique fire apparatus out there that they can crawl around on and get pictures taken.
I remember that from last year. It was really cool.
Right. Yep. And we do, I just wanted to add that we owe a big debt of gratitude to all the people that do support us. We have a lot of people in the community that come out and donate their time and services. We also have people that donate money to help keep the event going each year. And then all of our family and friends that are more than happy to see pictures of us with our heads bald afterwards that give to each of us individually in order to support the event. We really appreciate everybody.
Very cool. Do you know, I mean, offhand, how many people are going to kind of be contending in this thing?
I don't this year so far. So far, I think actually we're probably registered about 40 people so far.
Wow.
Last year, I want to say, you may know a little bit better, I think we shaved over 100 heads.
Right. And we get a lot of drop-ins the day of. So people come on out.
Why not?
And they get there. They find out what it's about. They find out that, hey, this is kind of fun. And we will actually take sometimes a couple of our battalion chiefs that show up, and we will do an auction right there on their heads. If we can raise a certain amount of money, we get them bald,
right under the
and then
bus.
They go home and explain it to their wives later. So.
But, I mean, once they explain it to their wives, how can they get mad at them, you know?
Not at all, right.
Yeah, exactly. Right. Well, I mean, while I have you here, are there any other charitable kind of endeavors that you guys kind of take part in as an organization, or is this kind of your main...
This is our main one. We have held some other ones throughout the years, but this is definitely the primary one for us that we gear up for and go all out.
All right.
It's a great event, and you know, we have a lot of fun doing it.
Cool. All right. So the Shamrock Shave, if you want to take us to the date, time, that sort of thing, again, some people have it in their heads.
Absolutely. Shamrock Shave, it's going to be at Old Bridge Pub on St. Patrick's Day. Head shaving is going to start at noon. We've got, like Mike said, we've got an antique fire apparatus. We're going to have a face painter. We're going to have bagpipes being played a few times throughout the day. We've got an Irish dance performance scheduled for early afternoon. We're going to have a raffle, some great prizes. Campo's on board. They're going to be doing some food stuff.
Nice.
Old Bridge Pub. Doing drink specials. We will have t-shirts. And of course, the main event, the head shaving, goes on all day long. You can donate there. You can donate online. You can sign up online and join us there. It's almost always a great time, and weather's always cooperated with us so far. So
good.
Hopefully
it'll stay
that way.
Especially with the recent weather, it's pretty insane.
One of the refreshing things that I've learned through the years is how many women actually want to participate in this as well and get their heads shaved. And good on you. Come on out and let's do it.
Cool. Get on it. All right. Thank you so much, Jason Eastman and Mike Markert from Northern Nevada Fools. Thanks a lot, guys.
Thank you.
Beautiful.